This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
But just had Justin Termini on, and he mentioned the Cavs losing to the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals would make them a disappointment. So if they make the Eastern Conference Finals, they lose to the Celtics, that's a disappointment?
I mean, yeah, I would say so. You're going to win 65-plus games. Now, can you grill them if they lose to the Celtics and say they choked? I don't think you can do that because Boston's a really good team. They're the defending champ. They're the favorite, but I think it's also a disappointment because you want a championship at this point. And I think it's the same thing in Oklahoma City and Boston. Like, any of those three teams don't win, I don't know if you're going to, like, absolutely grill them, but it's also a disappointment.
You're disappointed anytime your favorite team loses, but I wouldn't call them a disappointment. That's a semantic argument, but that's the way people are going to feel.
I guarantee
we'll have that argument out if they lose to Boston.
I guess it also depends how it happens. So if the Cavs are up 3-1 and blow the 3-1 lead, then I think there's going to be a lot of heat on the Cavs. Like, how did you squander this? You were the better team all year. You were the better team in the series, and you still lost. What accounts for that? How's it going to get better next year?
But if they split at home, split on the road, and then split and just lose in seven, are you a disappointment? You won a lot of games, but
no. You're still the underdogs.
Yes.
So I do think that is clear, and we can sit here and argue, why are they the underdogs? They've been the better team all season. But you heard Termini talking about Porzingis and just what a difference maker he is for them. Because he is. I mean, he's somebody that you can't really defend.
Fabulous player.
You know, he's going to get where he wants on the floor, and he's going to just shoot over you. Not to mention, if he gets hot from the outside, it's like, well, what, are you supposed to come out and guard him at 28 feet? Because that's where his range is.
Yeah, it's tough. It's very difficult. So I think that we have to be careful on some of this stuff, because if I go shooting my mouth off now, I have to be careful for it later. If they go out there and they play well and they lose, yeah, Boston is a very good basketball team. They're the defending champions, for crying out loud. You will go into that game, that series, as an underdog. Now, if they don't get to that series, well, yeah, then you're a disappointment and this thing sucks and we're going to be upset about it. But if you go and if you get swept by Boston, that's one thing. If you make it a 6 or 7 game series, these are things that I'm not happy, I'm disappointed, but I have to live with. 216-474-0092. Tennessee, that number one pick, it might be up for grabs. However, a lot of people were losing their mind yesterday over Russell Wilson signing with the New York Giants. Now, it seemed to be a bit of a surprise considering Jameis Winston
signed with
the New York Giants.
Sorry to interrupt. You said losing your mind. Who was losing their mind?
Oh, everybody I follow. I didn't get to hear it live. But
you talking Browns fans losing their minds?
No.
I just want to be clear because none of my buddies who are Browns fans we're losing any sleep whatsoever. That
no, Russell I'm sorry. Because it just seemed to be a surprise that they signed Jameis Winston and people thought that they were going to move. And then I saw all this stuff. Well, they're not interested in Shador Sanders now. They're not. I'm like, that. I don't think that Russell Wilson changes a damn thing on if I were going to do anything. And somebody brought up, there were plenty of people brought up the money. And I go, what's, it's only really a one-year $10 million contract. It can go up to $21 million, but it's a one-year deal. I don't think that that stops me from drafting anybody. I think that it's good insurance to try to put Russell Wilson out there, even though that he comes with everything he comes with. But I thought of the lot a couple of weeks ago that we were talking about. Man, maybe he was the better one of the lot. I got to tell you, I don't have a lot of faith in any of these guys. So, like, to me, they're all guys who start the season to a certain degree, and then you probably hand it off to somebody else. That included Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson, if the Browns would have signed him, he changes nothing of what the Browns were going to do. If they were to bring back Jameis and bring in Russell, because I don't think that that changes any of my plans to draft a quarterback at all. Like, somebody young that has some promise is going to have to come in. It may change what you want to do at number three if you're the Giants, or number two if you're the Browns. It may do that.
Well, what about dynamic-wise?
I don't think so.
We talk about trying to put young quarterbacks. If you're not going to play them right away, we think about the dynamic. Is the team, are they a total mess? Do you have a good setup? Do you have an offensive line that can protect? And
hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Then, what about the relationship between starter and rookie? Like, that's always a precarious thing that gets talked about. And whether or not, we went through that with Brian Hoyer, and we've talked to Brian about it, but you know, he was still trying to continue his NFL career, but yet you have a bunch of people that want to see the rookie. And are you a mentor to the rookie? Or are you competing with the rookie? There is a difference.
In, like, my estimation,
is Russ somebody that it would be a good mentor for a young quarterback?
Well, you see, the mentor thing, I think that's a tricky question, because a lot of these guys will tell you that physically, when they were younger, it was all there. They could put it on somebody on a dime anytime they wanted to. That's where it was. And then the game really slows down, and mentally they're all there. They see all of them. Like Tony Romo, best example. He knows what's going to happen. It's just basically whether or not you can execute. But physically, he can't do it anymore. So he knows where the pass is going to go. He can't get to a spot quick enough, reset, let it fly. He can't do it. That's why I had to walk away from the game. But these guys, Russ Wilson, I'll throw Joe Flacco into that mix, Kirk Cousins, any of the names that we really talk about, those guys, the game has slowed down for them. Mentally. Physically, they're trying to keep up. Can they still be able to do that? Well, they're still competitive, because they know if the game is slow, damn it, why can't I do this, that, and the other? Why can't I be able to do what the other guys do? So when we talk about mentors, I think that's an overrated thing. I'm not asking any of these guys to come in here and change the diapers of Shador Sanders or maybe Cam Ward if they're able to trade up for him.
Maybe not
or Will
that.
Howard or anybody.
What about, is it a conducive? Forget about mentor then. What about, can the guys even coexist? Is somebody like Russ?
You could be a good teammate.
So much of a, but what have been the questions about Russ for
the
last time?
There's been plenty of questions about him. Yes, there's been plenty of questions. Jerry Jeudy publicly has said nice things. There were plenty of people on the internet yesterday. Now, this was a thing that people were trying to say out there, is that Jerry Jeudy was happy that he signed with the Giants and not with the Cleveland Browns. I don't know what Jerry Jeudy said privately. I only know what he's tweeted publicly. He seemed to be pretty supportive. He wasn't a big fan of the top brass of the Denver Broncos, Jerry Jeudy, okay? But I don't expect any of these guys to come in here and hold the hand of any of them. I expect them to be a good teammate and to handle things professionally and understand that there may be a change at some point if you can't handle it. Or it's up to you to go out there and hold the job. Hold on to the job. Like, I think that any one of these guys, and it probably makes them a little bit hesitant to come and sign with the Browns, because the Browns are definitely in the mix for a quarterback. They're definitely 100% in the mix. And it, to me, it's the same thing as the Giants. That's why it makes me question a little bit bringing in two guys, but they only had Tommy DeVito on their roster. So then I have three guys. They could always let go of Tommy DeVito. They could really always let go of Jameis. I think that was a one-year deal if they really wanted to, but I'm not sure the money. And they could bring in a rookie if they want to. If one of these guys wow them, they could go on in a different direction. But to me, it's the same thing as the Browns. Like, I don't want them to stand in the way, but I also don't want them to turn into poison either. That's not what it is. I want a good professional effort out of one of these guys. And now that Russell Wilson isn't on the board anymore, that means Joe Flacco. That might mean Ryan Tannehill, who seems to be linked to Minnesota right now. Kirk Cousins. Did I already say Kirk Cousins? Did I not say Kirk Cousins? I'm not sure already. Like, we're kind of reaching the bottom of the barrel here, guys. I don't think that changes any of my plans, though. Russ doesn't change any of them.
It was just weird that they went with Russ and Jameis back-to-back.
Yes.
Like that is what threw people off, and it made people wondering, wait a second, is it that they don't think they're going to get Shedeur Sanders, or that they are down on Shedeur Sanders? They are one of the teams that have a second-round grade on him and want nothing to do with him at number three overall, or even trading up to number two.
That's something they're never going to tell us.
Sure, it's just hard. Really hard. The only way you'd know is if the Browns just don't take Shedeur.
Then we won't know that until the night of the draft. There's so much of this stuff that we don't know because it's not the best draft class overall, and it's certainly seems to be a two-horse race, or maybe a one, depending on what you think of Shedeur Sanders when it comes to a quarterback.